Months before announcing her resignation, former Water Management District Director Melissa Meeker appointed former Governing Board member Dan DeLisi of Estero Chief of Staff at the district. DeLisi, formerly a partner with a land use and civil engineering consulting firm, says he looks to implement district policies with a focus on greater engagement with the community.
It is a nonstop job. We have 16 counties that stretch from the Keys all the way up to Orlando on the East Coast and Central Florida and then Southwest Florida. So there's constantly things to do, people to talk to, and, you know, a message to bring to different communities.
Then in March, another Southwest Florida resident joined the district's leadership when Governor Rick Scott appointed Fort Myers land planner Mitch Hutchcraft to the district's governing board. Hutchcraft is vice president of real estate for King Ranch Consolidated Citrus, a large juice orange producer. DeLisi says the increased representation from the West Coast will be a boon for the area.
When I was on the governing board, the representation from the West Coast was one governing board member and really no one on the executive team over in West Palm Beach. Now, you know, I'm over in West Palm Beach, and we have two representatives on the governing board from Southwest Florida. We have Mitch Hutchcraft and we have Rick Barber. So the representation from the West Coast is more now than it's been at any time that I can remember.
With his background working for agriculture and land management, Hutchcraft says he brings a vital point of view to the governing board.
My life in Southwest Florida, I've kind of been on the receiving end of the district, and so I have a different perspective about, you know, the rules and the regulations and how easy it is to mesh with the district and how can we jointly achieve positive outcomes.
Hutchcraft says there are opportunities for partnering with large landowners to store water.
One of the areas that I'm particularly interested in is the dispersed storage concept. Sometimes building the big basins like C43 is very expensive to do on a per unit of water stored. And maybe there's an opportunity to augment that with other projects where we store water shallow on property that you're partnering with landowners. And that cost per unit stored is very low.
Windermere real estate attorney and governing board member Dan O'Keefe was appointed chair of the South Florida Water Management District this year. He says competing interests for water remains an ever-present challenge.
I feel that every day. And it is always a struggle. I mean, there's only so much water to go around. And you've got the needs of agriculture. And you've got the needs of utilities that want to make sure that when you turn on your sink or your shower that there's water there. And you've got the needs of the natural systems and the environment, and it's a balancing act.
To that end, Chief of Staff DeLisi says he's working with water consumers to build consensus for future water management projects impacting the Caloosahatchee River.
Agricultural interests pointing fingers at the environmentalists pointing fingers at agriculture. Under that climate, how do you get an appropriation to fund something? So strategically, we need a process that can bring people together and focus in on something they can all agree on to move us forward over the next 10 years together.
Later this month, district officials will bring together a variety of agricultural, government, environmental, and business interests at a workshop in Fort Myers. The date for that workshop and others that will take place throughout the district over the next year have not yet been announced. John Davis, WGCU News.